It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. We're going to begin with the 18th verse today, Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. That's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, we have many studies on the website. I'd love for you to enjoy and hopefully learn from that, come to know the Lord Jesus through them, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And then if you would like to send us an email, we'd love to hear from you, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And I just want you to know that if you do write or call or send an email, that doesn't mean you get on some kind of a mailing list. It seems that some are kind of notorious for that. I just love hearing from you and knowing what's coming, and unless you ask me to respond, I will not. I'll just continue to pray for you, and I do appreciate hearing from you. So I would love to know that you're listening, you're enjoying it. Maybe you've come to the Lord Jesus through the study. It would just be, I would just enjoy hearing. So please that you would let us know. It'd be wonderful. Let's go ahead now and begin the study of Matthew chapter 5, beginning to read. We're going to go ahead and start with verse 17. Matthew 5, 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembrance that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. We're going to end the reading there with the 24th verse, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come enjoy this time together. I just ask that you would guide and lead us and direct us through your word. We have no ability to understand it, except the Spirit, your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, would guide us. And so please that He will guide us today through your precious word, that we may know it, accept it, understand it. Please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us each and every day. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these precious scriptures, it's so important that we see and that we understand each time and each day that the word is from, these words are spoken directly from the Lord Jesus when he was here upon earth. The word of God is God's inspired, inerrant word of God from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelation. And so even though we see, and you may have a red letter Bible that tells us the words that Jesus spoke when he was here, it is all the words that was directed and inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it's just as if Jesus is speaking every word to us. And so please that you understand that as we enjoy this study today. Once again, we start here that with that 17th verse, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And then it begins and says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." As we look at these words, we find that the word "for" in verse 18, the very first word, connects the past verses of Scripture. So when we look at the 17th verse, it says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Again, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth." So the two of them join together. So we need to pull 17 and 18 together as we're looking at this. And then that word "verily," the second word in verse 18, is originally "amen." It means firm, faithful, reliable, truly. Here it clearly says, "I assure you." So I assure you that till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So it's very clear, and it's a beautiful scripture verse for us to study and to understand how important our Lord and Savior did not come here to destroy the law. He came here to fulfill the law, because that's something we cannot do. We cannot fulfill the law. So we find here that when he says, "I assure you, till heaven and earth pass," means never, never will I destroy the law. The law will continue forever. It'll not be destroyed. It will be fulfilled, but not by you and me. It will be fulfilled by the Lord Jesus himself. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Okay, once again. "For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." There's the key. You can't walk alone. You can't walk by yourself. You have to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that means to be born again. Believers keep the law in its completeness, but only through Jesus Christ. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 32. This wonderful scripture verse here, we're going to start with verse 31. "Then said Jesus to those Jews that believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." You've probably heard that spoken before. And the truth will set you free. The Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, will set you free. Verse 36, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed, and the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ." So it's wonderful to know that through the Lord Jesus Christ, the law is fulfilled, not done away with. It has been completed. And so please understand those precious words. Matthew chapter 5, back to the 18th verse. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Now it's important that we take a look at those two little words, jot and tittle. The jot is an iota. Jesus is saying no part of the law, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, none will be done away with, but all will be fulfilled. Jot, not one iota. So that's a way of explaining. But the tittle, I think, is as interesting to see. It means horn, a slight projection at the corner of a certain Hebrew letter. And that distinguishes it from a different letter, from another letter, which may just be rounded instead of having this little tip or this horn. And so the tip of that little tip of that letter, instead of being just rounded over and having this horn, makes a difference on the meaning of that word. And so he's telling us that something so very small that could easily, if you were reading this in the Hebrew language, that you could easily look over that and have a little different meaning for that word because you missed that little horn. Jesus said, every jot and every tittle, even though it's easily missed, it will not be missed, because every single part of the law will be fulfilled. We might say in our day, every I is dotted and every T is crossed. There'll be nothing that is lacking, nothing that is missing. Understanding that, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. Remember, we talked about the law being the first five books of Moses and then the prophets, the rest of God's precious word in the Old Testament. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And then he explains the extent that he will be fulfilling it. And it will be in the most complete, perfect manner. In verse 19, whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. To not take the seriousness, and again, the only way that a person can truly fulfill the law is if you come by faith to Jesus. And we're going to find, as we've read in the 22nd verse there of this fifth chapter of Matthew, how difficult and impossible it is to keep God's law, because every jot and every tittle, every single part of it, must be kept and was fulfilled by our Lord and Savior. And then he took our sins, being a complete vessel that he was, completely God and completely man, never once broke one of these commandments. So he fulfilled it. And by fulfilling it, then the scripture says the wages of sin is death. He did not need to die because he broke no rules, no laws. He did not stretch it one jot or tittle. But he knew that we did and that we couldn't keep it. So him being perfect took to the cross our sins and died there, because the wages of sin is death. He was and is the perfect sacrifice. So when we find here that we are to learn and to understand, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. There's only one way to live, and that is come by faith to Jesus. Because without the Lord Jesus, you cannot keep it. And without the Lord Jesus, then, you're going to be teaching others so. And it says, shall be called least. But it says least it says one not excluded from the kingdom, but will be least in the kingdom. So the sad thing is that there are folks that come, trust in the Lord Jesus, but then they decide that, you know, maybe we need to be baptized to be saved. Maybe you need to belong to this certain church to be saved. Maybe if you hang on long enough and you do the right things all the way up to when you die, maybe you'll have eternal life. Now, the Word of God doesn't teach that. The Word of God tells us that when you come by faith to Jesus and you're born again, you are born again. You don't die again, you're born again. And you live forever. Oh, you're going to face a physical death, but you'll never face a spiritual death when you come by faith to Jesus. And so, even though you are born again, you've trusted the Lord Jesus, you begin to look another direction. You stopped looking at the truth that will set you free, and you've placed yourself back into bondage. You don't lose your salvation, but by teaching, you're going to be least in the kingdom. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. We enjoy studying the Word of God, learning the ways of God, not walking in this world, not neglecting the need of telling people ye must be born again. We don't sit with them, converse with them. We bring the Lord Jesus and the plan of salvation to them and let the Spirit work. And we love studying the Word of God. Beautiful scripture verses. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, to the end of this precious book. To the end of this precious, precious book, the book of Revelation, all the way to 22:21. So the last verse in this precious book, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The first verse of this precious book. It's Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What a beautiful, beautiful day, heaven and earth. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, God breathed and is all profitable. It is God-breathed, it is inspired, we know it, and it's profitable for all of us. And the scripture says here in this 19th verse, the same shall be called great in heaven. So you have a choice to believe the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to enjoy the Word of God, or to come by faith and yet still not learn His truth, so then you not only may teach false doctrine and you'll be held accountable for that, or you're not saved at all. Either way, one, you will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. The other, you won't be there at all. So important that you trust in Jesus as your Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So many wonderful scripture verses here. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glory, let him glory in the Lord. What beautiful scripture verses. There's only one way to be complete, and that's to be in Jesus. So we find that it has been fulfilled. There was not the slightest discrepancy in fulfilling the law of God. Now, you'll find that the old Pharisees and scribes, they would come to Jesus and they said, "You have broken the Sabbath." That was the most common one, because he would heal someone on the Sabbath, or he went into the field to get something to eat on the Sabbath. He was not harvesting. You see what happens to people, and it's happening still today, and that is that you take your traditions, little rules that you think, well, that'll be better than what God said, and they've added to the Word of God. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees did. And then they tried to hold Jesus accountable for their traditions or their rules and not His. They did not stand upon the true letter of the law. It was their own opinion and thought of the Word of God. That's what took place. And so we find that Jesus deals with these scribes and the Pharisees in verse 20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. What were the scribes and the Pharisees depending upon? They were depending upon their own works. Completely upon their own works. They weren't trusting by faith in the Lord Jesus to have their sins taken care of. They were depending upon their own works. We have that much today. Many, many places that call themselves a church do not depend upon the blood of Christ to save them. They depend upon their works and what they believe and their interpretation of the Word of God. So many, most, have left the good old King James Bible. They have went into other versions of the Bible. And what happens, and you can watch it, it's so clear. Just give it a few years, sometimes not that long, sometimes it takes that long, for finally to get rid of all the old folks that are holding on to that precious word, the old King James. And then they begin to use the new, and you'll watch that they, all of a sudden, no one is being saved. No one is following in baptism, being obedient, and again, not for salvation, but to be obedient. And you'll notice that things begin to falter, and you begin to come up with this plan, because I need something, because the church is dying, and it will die unless you continue to proclaim the Word of God. And if you continue as the pastor of that church proclaiming the Word of God, truthfully the Word of God, out of the old King James, let the Spirit of God work. That doesn't mean that you're going to have a church full of people. because as many churches have left the truth that sets you free, so will your life and your church. It will go in the reverse direction. People don't want it. And as churches have changed, so have people. And so many times people will say, hey, I don't like that. Well, they don't like it because the Spirit of God is dealing with their heart. That's the reason they don't like it. So preacher, preach on. Get back, dust that old King James Bible off and get that out and start preaching. And today they'll be in the church and they'll listen and they'll say, what is this? And you just preach on. And you preach on. And you preach on. And let their hearts be changed. Many will leave, but some will get their heart right, be born again, and begin that wonderful walk that they need to have. So it says, except, unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Now we have many verses of Scripture concerning their righteousness. And so we're not going to get through all of them, but we're going to get started with them. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. And we can begin with a few of these. Matthew 23, verse 4. Matthew 23, verse 4. Let's just back up to the beginning of the chapter here in verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Now this is a very important scripture verse here, because it says they say and they do not. They're reading the Word of God, but they're not following it. They read it, and then they add to it. And you can find that in so many churches today, so many places of worship today. They have taken God's Word, and they read God's Word. I don't know how many times I've heard folks say, well, they read the Scripture. I hear it. Yes, but it's what they've tacked onto it. It's their church membership. Again, it's baptism. It's all the little rules that they have added to God's precious, precious Word. There comes the problem. So, we find here that all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. All right, listen to that. Sounds good. That observe and do. Good. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. So here's where the problem comes in. The words they're speaking is right, but their actions don't follow. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. So what's taking place here? We find that they're not abiding by it. And what they're reading and what they're saying is fine. But then they begin to add to it. And that's where you have to listen. And you have to know the truth, because once again, the truth does set you free. But if you don't abide by the truth, if you don't follow the truth, then you're going to be they bind heavy burdens upon you. They bind grievous things upon you. They lay them on men's shoulders. They add to the Word of God. There's the problem. I want you to search your precious Word and find out. Don't let. I had many years ago, fellow said, I know that's what it says, but that's not what it means. Well, get born again, trust in Jesus, and you'll find out. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?